19, if you got your Bible, Psalm 119 and verse 140. Psalm 119 and verse 140 tonight. And we're going to preach tonight from this verse, use it as a text verse. And what I'll preach tonight's be nothing new under the sun. And there's nothing new. No man preaches anything new.
That's
right. It's already been preached. Amen. That's what's happened. A lot of people trying to start something new. Like that crowd in Acts chapter 17, that's always wanting to hear something new. Thank God. You can be new in Christ, but you're going to hear the old book tonight. Amen. And I'll preach nothing that you hadn't heard before. But I want to stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance in the Scripture. And may the Holy Ghost help you tonight. I hope you stir it up in the heart anyhow. And we need a good stirring in this hour. God might stir the church. That's you tonight. And the Holy Ghost might help the preacher tonight. In Psalm 119, verse 140, the psalmist said, "Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it." Notice the scripture again. "Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it." Well, thank God for the word tonight. The servant of God that loves his word, he admires it, delights in it, seeks to practice it, and longs to come under the power of its purifying tonight. The word of God will purify man. It'll purify your heart tonight by the good power of it. I like what he said, "Thy servant loveth it." Thank God, a servant's one who yields obedience to another. Amen. A bond man, a voluntary servant tonight of God. I want to preach tonight. God will help me on some things a servant loves. I want to say, first of all, he loves the blessed Redeemer. Amen. We love him because he first loved us. I tell you, there's some reasons tonight to love him. First of all, you ought to love him because his substitutionary death that he gave himself for you. Amen. That's what Paul was saying to the church at Rome. He said, "Christ died for us. He took our place. The Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all." God laid on Christ the iniquity of every one of us, and he took the punishment for us. The Bible said in 1 Peter 3:18 that the just died for the unjust. He died for us. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:3 says, Christ died for us according to the Scriptures. The word substitute means to act of putting one person or thing in place of another. That Christ would take the place of a sinner. That he'd take the place of us who was ungodly. But in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. And so the servant loves the blessed Redeemer because of his substitutionary death. That he became us. Thank God he became sin. And brother, tonight he substitute for us tonight. Thank God, like that ram that was in the thicket on Mount Moriah when Isaac and Abraham went there and he was about to take the life of his own son. But God said, I see that you love me more than your son. And he said, go sacrifice that ram that caught in the thicket by his horns. And he offered him up to God in the place of Isaac. Amen. God became our ram. He said, brother, he will provide himself a lamb. Thank God tonight. And so we love him because of his substitutionary death. And we love him because of his sacrifice. He offered himself. Amen. You say, what's the difference? Well, one place, he's taking our place. Another place, he's laying down himself. Willfully laid down his life. Hebrews said it like this. He hath appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He said Christ once offered to bear the sins of many. That he gave his life. He laid down his life. Amen. And the Bible said that he laid down his life for the sheep. And so he's a sacrifice. Every animal in the Old Testament that was brought to the altar was a type of Christ. They were the sacrifice. Thank God, my friend, that sinners could enter in. That the payment of sin, my friend, would be for that year. An atonement was for that year. But once and for all, it's been settled. That he died, thank God, one time to bring us to God. And through and by his sacrifice, it was a sweet smelling to God, even though it cost the Son. Amen. It smelled good in the eyes and the sight of God. That sin had been judged and punished. And the sacrificial lamb had gave himself for us. And we loved him tonight because of his sacrifice, his offering that God the Father received, that made us accepted in the beloved, that through and by him we're saved. And we'll say this, we love him because of his salvation. He has saved us. Paul said, he, my friend, has saved us. Amen. From a life of sin. Acts 4 says there's salvation in any other. You'll not find it in nobody else. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. First, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. And so salvation is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so we love him tonight, though. Thank God, because of his salvation. If you're saved tonight, you love him more than anything. There's nothing to be compared unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, friend, tonight, the servant loves the blessed Redeemer. I want to say this tonight. The servant loves the brethren. Amen. I tell you, the highest love that a man could ever have, spiritual love. Amen. I mean, if you're saved, you love the brethren. John, 1 John 3:14 says, we know we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. That's the evidence of being saved, that you love the brethren. There's true evidence in every child of God that they're saved by doing that. They pass from death unto life because they love the brethren. Amen. A man that don't love his brother abides in death. And so we love the brethren. That love's got evidence in it tonight. It's eternal. It's an eternal love that comes from eternal life. You can't have love without life. Amen. You can't have life without love, because God's both of them. Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And so this love for the brethren, it's eternal tonight. It'll say it's earnest. What's that mean, preacher? It means it's real. It means it's serious. Thank God. It was shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. That the Holy Ghost come to live in us and shed abroad in our heart the love of God. You didn't have love till you met him. Hey, you never have felt the love of God until the Holy Ghost shed it in your heart. I mentioned three things about that love. First of all, it's a covenant love. Amen. There's a covenant between God and the Son tonight, and the Son and the sinner. Thank God, there's a blood covenant, and there's a love tonight. It's a covenant love. There's one in the Bible by the name of Jonathan and David that loved one another. Amen. The Bible said Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And they made a covenant, a blood covenant, I believe. Thank God that I believe they made a covenant with one another. And brother, I'm going to tell you this. That covenant was there to the day Jonathan died. Listen what David said. He said, thy love, my friend, to me was wonderful.
of passing the love of women. It's more than that. It's a spiritual love. Thank God that God put in them men's hearts. It was a covenant love. We got a covenant love with God tonight. Amen. Why did God not put off Israel and wipe them out? Because he remembered his covenant that he had made with Abraham. Thank God there was a covenant of promise. Amen. That Israel would be his people. Even though fell off in idolatry. And the kingdom was split at one time. Thank God. God still loved them. Apple of his eyes. Got a covenant with them tonight. And brother, thank God. God remembers that. That's why tonight. There's still the apple of his eye. For as a nation. And there's a covenant love tonight. Between me and the Lord Jesus. And it's a blood covenant. There's an agreement tonight of everything. That's under the blood to save. Amen. Can never be lost again. I'll tell you, friend, tonight, are you listening? It's a covenant love that God gave to his son. And there's a covenant love like David and Jonathan had. That was a spiritual love. There's none greater than that. Thank God that passed the love of women. There's no greater love far as in the flesh. Thank God that a man would have for his wife. And that's reckoned unto Christ and his church. But the Holy Ghost gives love tonight in a man's heart. Thank God that passes all understanding tonight of any love that a man can have that comes from the covenant of God into the man's heart. And that love's an eternal love. Amen. There's a covenant love. There's a caring love. Jesus and Lazarus is a great picture of a caring love. The Bible said in John 11:5, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when the Lord was brought to where Lazarus was laid, the Bible said Jesus wept. And the Jews said, behold, how he loved him. And you know why? He cared for him. And he cared for them people around him. I'll tell you, there's a caring love tonight. Thank God, Jesus and Lazarus. And brother, it's like that with us. He cared for me and he cares for me. Amen, brother. Everything he does is for my good and his glory. And he's got to care for me tonight. He cares for every need I have. He cares for everything I need. I'll tell you tonight, brother, he cares. I don't think anything's too little with him. If he not care for the sparrows and the birds of the air and feed them, ain't God and clothe the lilies in the field and take care of them things? I'll tell you, he cares about the very minute things in mine and your life. And brother, you take this man, thank God, by the name of Lazarus, that was in a grave, but thank God he cared for him. He called him out. He cares for you tonight. He hadn't forgot you. Let me tell you that. He knows where you live. He knows what you need. He knows tonight, thank God, everything that we stand in need of. And dear neighbor, he can supply tonight. Amen. That's right, thank God. Ain't nobody ever cared for me like Jesus cares for me. Hallelujah. Thank God I'm a rich man tonight. Amen. I'm a rich man. You can tell me how much money somebody's got. I don't impress God. He owns the cattle and the field they own. Amen. But I'll tell you, you tell me about how much God loves you and how much you love God and how God's blessed you. I'll tell you, that'll cause me to do cartwheels in my heart and say, hallelujah, thank God. What I got money can't buy, thank God. It's not for sale anyhow. It's a free grace and a free love. And God loves me as I am. And he loved his disciples until the end because he cared for them. I'll tell you this tonight. Praise his name. His love's earnest. It's real. Hey, God, it's not a fly-by-night. Hey, man, it's an everyday love that he has for his own. I'll tell you this. He loves us tonight. And if you've ever been born again, you love him that's been begotten of him. And you have a desire, thank God, for the best for them, because you love the brethren, and he that said his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion, how dwelt the love of God in you? You can't say I love God and hate my brother. Thank God, there's no way you can. How can you love God whom you have not seen and love your brother whom you have seen? I'll tell you, you can't hate your brother whom you have seen and say you love God whom you have not seen. I'll tell you tonight, friend, there's a love tonight that God gives a man for his own. And brother, God is far beyond us. He loves his own tonight. Amen. There's a caring love. And then there's a committed love. Tonight, you know, Jacob loved Rachel. Thank God when he got down in that depth, that well, amen, his heart started jumping within him and said, that's her. Thank God went over there and kissed her and lift up his voice and wept and said, that's the one for me. Thank God. He went down there and worked, and Laban, after 7 years, gave him Leah. That wasn't the one he wanted. Amen. That's right, brother. Thank God he worked another 7 years. And you know what the Bible said? It seemed like it wasn't no time because of the love that he had for her. And that he was committed, thank God, to having her. Amen. I'll tell you tonight, brother, can I relate that on a spiritual way? Thank God he worked till he got you. Amen. I'll tell you, there's times he came around, thank God, and wooed your heart. He kissed her that day and had to get a hold of her and woo her heart. But thank God he had to work another 7 years to get her. But he said, I loved her so much, Brother Todd, that I worked, thank God, another 7. And he said, it didn't seem like no time. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, when God saved you, it was on purpose. Thank God he worked till he got you. Amen, brother. But it all started with a wooing one day. Hallelujah, when the Holy Ghost took the good word of God and kissed you and let you know there's a Savior that loves you and he came for you. And brother, he'll save all wretched sinners. Thank God he worked until he got you. Amen. That's right. That's a love tonight, brother. Amen. Look at how many times we said no to him just in the light that God gave us. Amen. Glory to God. He's got a committed love. Amen. I tell you, that love in the brethren, brother, that's real. You love the brethren. There's a heart love for the saints and the people of God. Even John said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. What is of the world? The lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, which is not of the Father, but of the world. But brother, we got a greater love tonight than the love of the world. We got the love of God in us. And the love of God's far better. Amen. Boy, I tell you, I like it, don't you? Thank God. He said there's none greater than charity. There's none greater than the love of God. That God would love me and I'd love God. And Peter said, I love him whom I have not seen. He never said, he said, thank God, a man's never seen him with a physical eye, but he yet loved him and rejoiced with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. I'll tell you tonight, there's a love I'm preaching on. And the servant loves. He loves the blessed Redeemer. And he loves the brethren. And brother, that's just a fact. If you're saved tonight, you love the Lord because he first loved you. And you love the brethren. Thank God you love the brethren because God put it in your heart. And he said, men shall know you're my disciples because you got love one for another. Amen. I'll say this tonight, servant loves the blessed Redeemer, and the servant loves, thank God, the brethren. Don't say this, the servant loves the book, amen. He loves the Bible, praise God. I'll tell you what, brother, this Bible is precious to him, it's as precious to him as anything he has in his possession, and he's saved. I'll tell you this, thank God, they're words of life, amen. Jesus said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. Thank God, they're the desire of the newborn babe. He said, as sincere as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. He said, I'm the bread of life. That's what we preach in the bread of life. It giveth life. The word of God, they're the words of life. And they do speak. Can I tell you that? This word of God speaks. And it speaks to men, it speaks to you. Hallelujah for the word of God. It's, my friend, sweeter than honey and sweeter than the honeycomb. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, perfect is that in converting a soul. It takes the word of God. Amen. He commanded it, stood fast. Amen. He spake and it was done. And brother, he commanded that word to fall in your heart one day and brought salvation to a wretch like me. It was the word of God that God used, that faith was wrought in your sinful heart and made it pure, that Jesus, hey, God would take a boat. I tell you, need to clean up. Amen. On the inside, the only way you can is the word of God find lodging and make a clean heart and give you life. Do you have it? Has there been a time that you were pricked in the heart by the Holy Ghost and the word was spoken? Had it wrought saving faith? Gave you hope in your heart? I tell you, the words I speak of you, Jesus said, are spirit and life. Amen. They're words of life. They're words of love.
Right.
Thank God. Jesus told Nicodemus, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. They read like this. Hallelujah. A greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Hey, this is a love letter unto the saints of God. It's a road map. Thank God on our journey. It is. It's direction. Thank God from the Holy One. Hallelujah. I feel like a jumping tonight and running. Amen. There's something that tells me tonight that when God, before the foundation of the world, had a word, thank God, for me, and through the man of God, He gave it to me and broke my stubborn will and brought me to the feet of the Lord and saved me by His power. That's love. Thank God, I said love. Jesus loved me by giving me the truth. Amen. I tell you, the servant, he not only, them words of life, they words of love, brother. Amen. Therefore, thy servant loveth thee. They're words of light. They give a light. The Bible said in Psalm 119, verse 130, the entrance of thy words, they give light. They open the heart up to light. And God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all, brother. He won't find one sin in Him. Thank God, there's no stumbling in Him. Amen. I tell you this, there's no change in Him, and there's no even shadow of turning, nor no variableness. He's still the same. He gives light unto the sinner to be saved. He gives light to the saint. He set a light unto my path. Thank God, the light to my path in a dark world. Hallelujah. I'm glad I got light. I'm glad He is the light. I'm glad the words He speak are light. And John said, I came to bear witness of the light. He was not that light, but He come to bear witness of that light, that all men through Him might believe that there's a man of God that came by your way and preached the gospel, and it became light to your dark sinful soul, and shined in, and commanded the darkness to depart, and give you saving faith. Thank God that you could grab hold to by the grace of God. And God gives light unto every man. What will you do with the light you have? Hey, the words He said He spoke, they're light. Amen. Amen. Do you got any light in you tonight? Any light in you? Got any light in you? Say, you got any light in you? It comes from the book.
Yeah.
That's where it come from. Well, I was reading this little book down here before we had service. Mr. Philpott said, he said, whether they receive it or whether they forbear it, I want to be faithful to preaching the Word of God, that my conscience might stand right in the sight of God and the sight of men. That when I stand, I've done what God told me. Amen. So tonight, I'm preaching on thy servant loveth it. He loves the blessed Redeemer. He loves the brethren. He loves the book. But I want to end with this. He loves the banner. Amen. You know what Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 4 said? When she went in with him, she said, he brought me to the banqueting house. That banqueting house If you look up the word banqueting, it means a house of intoxication. That's what it means. If you read it. But he wasn't intoxicated with strong drink. His banner over me was love. He said, I went to the chamber. I went to the banqueting house. And thank God when I come out, the banner that was hanging outside that house, thank God, was love. I'll tell you tonight, brother, you listen to what I'm saying. I'll mention three types of banners. Amen. Thank God that hang over our house tonight. And first of all, it's a red banner. Amen. That red banner represents His blood. Thank God, the blood. That's the banner that hangs over us tonight. It's the blood of the Lamb. It's a precious banner. Thank God, because it's precious blood. It's a powerful banner. Because it's precious and powerful in the blood tonight. I mean, brother, don't the American flag, thank God, do something for you when you see it. Amen. We salute it. We sing the national anthem. Thank God it does so for me. To look at that, the stars and the stripes tell me, thank God that some men, hey, by the help of God, gave their life, we can have freedom in this land. And I say amen. I say amen. It means something, brother. Thank God the flag does. The banner does. It denotes freedom. It denotes, my friend, thank God that God has had grace and mercy on a land that we can have freedom tonight. Amen. That's what I think about that banner, that square flag tonight. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God when I was in school, we sang, God Bless America. We sung, My Country 'Tis of Thee. We sung, thank God, about them songs about our country. And was called, thank God, to honor the flag that men had gave their blood for this country. There's something about that banner tonight that men, my friend, have loved down through the years. And now we got a bunch of sodomites and hippies are running our land, rebelling against God and saying, amen, cussing God, the church, and the freedom we have. It's a sad day, but thank God, we ought to give God praise. Thank God that banner means something tonight. Thank God it means freedom. And brother, we ought not take it lightly. It's a freedom tonight to have old time meeting in the house of God. Some places you can't go and have it. In America you can. I better not lose it tonight. It means something.
Right.
And this flag here, thank God, the Christian flag.
Right.
And unto the Savior, which it stands. One Savior, thank God. Amen. Died, buried, and risen, coming again with life everlasting, all who believe. Praise God. What's that mean, brother? Hey, I'm preaching tonight. His people loved the banner. They loved that red banner because it represents His blood that was shed on Calvary. And we are blood-washed people. Amen. You sung it this morning, I believe. Blood-washed strong. We will shout and sing. It's the blood tonight. It's the precious blood. I see men tonight with all kind of banners. You see them right up down the road have these flags on their car. Some representing football team. Some representing other thing. But brother, the Christian tonight. Thank God their banner's blood bought. And it's red, brother. And it represents, thank God, what Christ did. And tonight, thank God, we ought not be ashamed of it. It's something that flies over our house. Thank God it flew over them Israelites' house in a day that God said put the blood on the doorpost and the side post. And when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. And He said, do it. Thank God until I come. Amen. That's why we take the Lord's Supper in remembrance of what Jesus did. Amen. And brother, it's still to remember that until He comes. And that red banner, God, represents the blood of the Lamb that was shed for sin. Amen, brother. It's the blood tonight. There's no other way to get in but by the blood. It's a red banner. Thank God. What other kind of banner's flying tonight, preacher? There's a royal banner flying tonight. Royal, thank God, represents the king. Amen. Thank God, that's what it means. There's a royal banner flying. Thank God, that honors our king. And we don't have but one. And his name's Jesus. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I say, wave that banner. Thank God, he's the king tonight. Thank God. And the king is a-coming. Thank God for his people. Hey, praise God tonight. It ain't a banner for us. It's a banner for him. It's the king. Thank God that's a-coming. It's a banner, royalty. It represents the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's who he is tonight. Amen. Thank God. He's the King of Glory. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of Glory. Thank God he's going to walk right in one day. Thank God the gates are going to open. Hallelujah. We're going to walk in with him. Thank God. I don't know. But somebody might be carrying that banner and said the Lord of Glory. Thank God. I'll tell you that. I don't care nothing about parades. But one day there's going to be a parade. Thank God when we're going to march in under the kingdom of God. And that banner's going to fly. Thank God. It's going to be his banner. It's a royal banner that represents, thank God, the king. And sinners saved by grace, that's going to follow him in when the gates open. Thank God, we're going to be with him. I tell you, that'll be a great sign. Thank God to be with him when he waves that banner. Thank God of his royalty. Amen. That's right. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. His saints love that banner of royalty. Because thank God one day a king became a pauper. Amen. He became poor for our sake. Come in this world, born in a little old lowly manger. Amen, Brother Bobby. I love you. Appreciate you. And I thank God for you. And old common people like us here in the house of God. Thank God as old sinners. Amen. Didn't have much in this world. But thank God one day the King of Glory stepped into this world with a mission. And that was to go die for Robert. And die for John. And die for sinners. And then thank God the Holy Ghost. He came on the day of Pentecost to stay. And he come in men and filled them with the Holy Ghost. And then thank God Peter stood up with the 11. Thank God. And said, I got something to tell you. Thank God Jesus came. Thank God whom ye crucified, whom God rose from the dead. And he said, you're all guilty of dying, of killing him. You're all guilty of hanging him there. Thank God. And Peter stood up and preached the gospel. And the Bible said, when they heard this, they were pricked in the heart. And the Holy Ghost. Thank God brought them to that place. And they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? And he said, you need to repent. You need to change your mind. He's the King. He's both Lord and Christ. That's who he is. And you need to change your mind. That's who he is. Thank God he's not a false prophet. Amen. He's not just a prophet. Thank God he's the Son of God. And you've killed him. You've slain him. Your wicked hands have crucified him. And you need to repent and be baptized. Amen. That's right. Because he's the King of Glory who took off. That's what really Jonathan did. If you read it, he took off them king's garments, being the king's son, stripped himself, put it on David. Thank God he loved him as his own soul. You know what Christ did? He stripped himself. Made himself no reputation. He come in low. He's low. He come into Jerusalem.
That's right.
On an ass.
That's right.
That's what he did.
That's right.
Hosanna. He's the king.
Amen.
And I said, I don't care about parades. I'm not preaching against them. I just don't care about them. One day, thank God, that old flag's going to fly, brother. That red flag. And everybody that follows him is going to be the Budweiser crowd.
Amen.
That flag's going to fly, brother.
Right.
That royal flag's going to fly. And you're going to see old Hyde walking behind it. Saying, glory to the Lamb. Praise our King. And who have redeemed us. Who have redeemed us. I want to say thank God tonight. I'll tell you, if you save, you love the banner. You love that red banner. You love that royal banner. I want to say this. It's a righteous banner.
Right.
Whom the Lord, the righteous judge, has the authority and judgment given to him to do justice. And one day he'll sit on a white throne that represents his holiness. Don't fall out with me. But there's a righteous banner hanging over that throne. Because he'll judge the world in righteousness. There's a righteous banner. Thank God. Ross Barnard said, and you might not be able to get with this, and I'm just telling you what he said. But he said, everything God does on His white throne in righteousness, every saint will say hallelujah. He's the judge. And He does all things right. Well, love, the banner of righteousness. Can I tell you this tonight, dear friend, as I close? The Lord is our righteousness. And if you don't have a righteous banner hanging over your heart tonight, you'll die lost. Because it is His righteousness, not ours, but His, where the banner hangs over the heart of a sinner, where he can be righteous, made righteous tonight. What hangs over your heart tonight? Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me tonight? What hangs over your heart tonight? Is it the banner of condemnation, or is it the banner of His righteousness? What's hanging over your heart? What's hanging over your heart? Is it the banner of condemnation, or the banner of righteousness? He's a righteous God. Thy word is very pure. Therefore, thy servant loveth it. He loves the Redeemer. He loves the brethren. He loves the buck. He loves the banner. It's flying tonight. Thank God. He loves the banner. He loves the banner now. We got some. He loves the banner. He loves the banner. What's that mean to you, preacher? Represents His sacrifice. The cross. Loves the banner. What's hanging over your heart tonight? Is it the banner of condemnation, or the banner of righteousness? What's up your heart? Let's stand. I appreciate you hearing the Word of God. And I appreciate